Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I wanted to welcome you all and to invite you to please call in if it's possible for you to do so. If you are at a great distance in another country, say, you can always be my friend on Facebook, and you can call me through Messenger. Eventually here, we're going to have WhatsApp also included, which I enjoy very much. I've done a great deal of my work over WhatsApp. I want to remind everybody, we're only going to use ordinary playing cards, which I'm holding up for our Facebookers to see.
Facebookers.
That's right. And this sets it apart, and this distinction needs to be made that this is not tarot reading, not oracle reading, or any of the other methods that are out there that use, you know, a variety of different sources for reading. Now, I'm not saying that this is the only playing card method in existence, because it certainly is not. However, I am the only living expert of this method ever since my grandmother passed away, which is quite some time ago now. But I do teach this method, and there will be forthcoming news on classes. The first one, the introductory class, is always free. Oh. Is that what you think?
Yeah, we can do about it now. Okay. It happened once before.
It looks like we have a smoky environment to you.
Yeah.
To you Facebookers. We don't.
I killed the light behind us. That helped. It's a camera thing, and we'd have to shut it down and bring it back. So it's not unbearable. Just live with it. Pretend we're in a smoky bar. The old days in the smoky bar. Well, in the United States, it might still be smoky bar. I don't know what it's like overseas.
Plus, we're going to use a full 24-card layout for your readings, which may seem unusual, you know, considering the constraints of time that we have, but I'll be quick about it, and I prefer it this way. I've never really been one to do, like, 1, 2, 3, or 5. I really prefer this method, and Terry Sue, no, I did not burn the chicken.
No, our smoke alarm be going off.
Yeah, it's just some kind of
it's
phenomenon right
it's
now.
It's the camera.
Can you reach the thing that will change the...
I already did all that for the show.
Okay.
To try to get it to... It's nothing we can do, Deb. We're going to live with it. The audio's fine.
Yeah.
And you can see us. It just looks like it's hazy. Special effects. We've got a smoke machine.
Yeah, it does look like we're in some kind of smoky bar room,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
It is. It's dirty.
Hey, we need more shots over here. So shake a leg. Get him over here.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to business.
Yeah, I said my part.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind the folks that are out there in all different platforms, let us know if you're international, and we'll give you live international shout-outs when we see you.
Yeah.
Like I see Terry Sue from the UK. Welcome, Teddy Sue. That's our international shout-out. I think Melanie. Is Melanie also in the UK?
Yes.
International shout-out to Melanie in the UK. I know we keep asking. Someday I'll remember without asking them. Someday. It will happen. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your reading. Facebookers, we'll turn to you when we can. Just can't lay down times and stuff like that. You just have to be patient, stand by, and then we'll make a formal announcement and then we will accept messenger, audio, or video calls when we formally announce so. But anyway, when you do call in on the regular phone line, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. I tested it. If you see me on the phone at the beginning of the show, I'm testing it. So if you hear nothing, that didn't go right. Hang up, call again. And for all you folks out there getting your reading, no matter how you're getting it, when you hear that sound, that free reading has come to an end. That sound doesn't mean it's getting close to an end. That sound means done. So please let it be done so we can move on to the next folks. Pretty much every show, there's somebody that didn't get through because we ran out of time. And we took it really late last night. We still didn't get everybody.
We do our best.
We went beyond the 90-minute mark, you know, beyond it. So please, it'll help if you folks respect the harp, okay? Okay. When you hear the harp, your reading will end. But before we say goodbye, we're going to give you a single card. And this single card will be from the same methodology, but the deck will be virtual on the psycholovedoctor.com website. You'll get a single card to read it to you. And since it's in Deb's wheelhouse, she will blow it up how it relates because she knows her stuff. So that's the name of that tune. You seem like you had something that was burning.
Terry Sue said she went out and she bought a proper holiday train today that will travel around their Christmas tree. And they're so excited to use it. Mm. You know what?
Okay.
I have one too, in fact.
Really?
I have a complete set of the, you know, the Christmas village. My mother contributed to it. My late husband bought several pieces. And I have not taken it out for a long time, which maybe we could actually do that sometime.
Because so you could put your hands on it right away.
The children would sit with those little Hot Wheel cars, and they'd be like seeing how many of the people or the trees they could knock over. So I figured, well, we're going to have to put that. And if your train reminded me of that, because this may, you never know, be your last year.
That's always a what a pleasant, happy thought, folks. This could be your last frickin' Yuletide.
Hey. We got a little baby in the house. A baby. Yeah, baby.
I thought you meant this could be your last Christmas period, like you're going to die or something. That's what it came across as. This could be your last Christmas. I'm like, damn, that's a happy thought.
No. Okay. I'm saying because that train will eventually probably not be able to travel that route or under the tree because the little chitlin is going to want to play with that.
Who has a kid?
Well, I'm saying in a year she could.
Oh, right. A year a lot of people could.
It would be a year.
I can't either. I can't give birth to children, so I can't have one. But you're right.
Oh, you know what? They could never handle it. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. Guys, you like to talk a good game, but they have done actual experiments with men that put this thing on that will literally simulate what labor pain is.
Okay,
like. And the men cry.
Really? And women sing when it happens, right? Right? They're happy? They never yell and scream and cry either when they're in labor, right?
Well, we have...
Yeah, bullshit.
It's our lot in life, Jim.
And you know what? First of all, this guy's sitting there and all he has to do is say stop. And if you would do that, too, if you were in labor and just could say stop. So don't make it sound like, oh, I can handle the pain. You got no fucking choice at that point.
They've also had...
The kid's coming out.
They've had men go for Brazilian waxes, and they cried.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Guys have been getting those bodybuilder guys have been getting waxed for freaking ever since there's been competitions, forever. So it's nothing new to those guys.
You mean down there?
Oh, I don't know about that, but everywhere else on their bodies, the bodybuilders...
Okay.
Yeah, those bodybuilder guys, that's what they do.
Okay, and ballet dancers, they must be waxed. You know, male ballet dancers. Yeah.
Whatever, man. Whatever, you know.
Swimmers, swimmers.
I don't think they have to wax that part. They have to wax all their regular parts that's exposed to the water. Like, their heads are covered, so they don't have to worry about shaving their heads, but they keep it short.
Michelle on Facebook is saying, Jim is very presumptive about pain control during childbirth.
What does that mean?
Oh, I wish I could get my hands on one of those.
What does that mean?
Presumptive.
What does that mean? What does that mean that I am presumptive?
Presume.
About? And what am I presuming? See, that doesn't explain anything.
Oh, see, he's going to do this.
I just don't know. What I'm saying is, At that point, it's 9 months. Your ass is going to the hospital. Don't make it sound like you're a freaking stormtrooper. You have absolutely no goddamn choice to give birth to that kid. So what are you going to do?
I only had C-section, so.
Oh, but I'm saying in general.
Yeah.
You are going to do it. Now, when you say that we did an experiment with a guy and he said, screw it, you would have said, screw it, too. The doc said, hey, I'll hit this little switch here. I'll make the labor planes go away. Is the woman going to say, no, I love them? No, she would have said, get that shit off. So that's what the guy did that was doing the experiment. So,
okay, Jim.
Yeah. So you got
all
it?
Right,
you
then.
Got it. Take off your little warrior frickin' little skirts or whatever the hell you think you know.
You don't like women.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't give me all this. Yeah. You know, and also, you know what a guy is?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's not dumb enough to go through that shit. Why would I want to go through all that pain and agony?
You don't mind putting us through it, do you?
You volunteered.
What? You took all the fun.
You volunteered. It takes two to tango. Two to tango. Unless you got roofied or something. You were in on the whole sex dance.
I have one ass to worry about. What if you got billions and billions? Like, what's his name?
Carl
Sagan.
Billions. I used to love when that guy would put that show on.
God, I loved it too.
I love watching it on my own at home, but I loved it when my physics teacher would put it on so I could go, damn, my ass was asleep before that guy. I think Carl Sagan even spoke a word. Yes, I was professional back then, even in those days. Professional sleeper. Well, I think we should jump on the freaking phone lines, baby doll. What do you think?
I think it would work because you're not going to win this argument anyway.
There's no winner. There's no right or wrong. 614 from Ohio. 614, you're the first caller.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. Happy to have you.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
From Ohio.
What is your first name?
Filson.
Oh, yes. We haven't heard from
you. One does
you
not forget
ages.
A name like that. So welcome back. It has been a while. How are you doing in the meantime?
I'm doing well. It's nice talking to you guys again. I'm doing pretty good for the most part.
Well, you sound like you're a little bit...
You sound a little down in the dumps. Yeah, you sound a little depressed.
Yeah, I'm a little depressed. But, you know, it's been worse.
Aha. See, I like that last little thing. I'm really down in the dumps, but... It has been worse. Yeah, it's nice if you can at least put a tiny, tiny little bit of positive on it.
Well, let's find out.
Well, I'm just saying in general. International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
All right there, my dear. Tell us what's going on and how we can help.
Sure.
I would like to know what's coming up for me. I think you guys already know what I'm going to say.
Regarding, how is your work?
Yeah, is it work, love, money?
Work is all right, but I was wondering about love. Like, do you see anything coming up for me in love?
You know what? Love stinks. Love stinks. Big house, baby. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Tell us, do you have any prospects? Is there anybody you're kind of crushing on or, you know?
Where anybody looks like they might be a possibility?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, at this moment, that is. But the cards see beyond the moment, do they not, Deb?
Well, they do.
They do indeed. And not only do they see beyond the moment, they see outside of your current knowledge of people.
Are you a partnerless right now?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
But I should not assume.
I am.
Okay, all right. I should not speak for you. So, all right, because somebody could still be down in the dumps in the love world but have a partner, so I should not assume. I'm a good assumer.
Now, a lot of people have partners, but they're looking beyond
the
partner.
I agree. That's why I said I shouldn't assume that. You are absolutely right, because that partner is not the one. Right. Not every, you know, obviously everybody says every time you fall in love, it's not the one. We already know that's because we are not 14 anymore, so we already know that's not the
case. And people like to overlap. You know, they don't bring a relationship to an end, spend some time alone, and then move on. Usually they've already moved on to somebody else. They're just taking care of the What?
Next. That should be all right.
Okay, just a moment here.
Yes, indeed. You know, if we were like super duper run by ABC and stuff, we'd have another dude. We'd have little earpieces in, and then all the talking would be going on, and nobody would know that we
That's
had.
That's right. Did you People ever watch broadcast news?
Is that that one about the guy that went nuts? A movie? He goes, was that the one that kind of went crazy on the set?
No, that's that one where he says, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Broadcast News?
And Broadcast News was the show of how,
okay, that's what I was, yeah.
How a television station runs the news. The news.
I got you. That's cool.
And they were talking, well, there was a girl that was very knowledgeable about, so they were doing a breaking news report on some sort of attack that happened somewhere, but people might know the story better than me. And so she was whispering in his ear through that little thing, telling him what to say. All right, let's see what we have here. First of all, you have a cautionary message in your card, so I'm going to share that with you first. Please keep a close eye on your money and your accounts.
Bastards out there.
Yeah, they're out there. And it's just that I feel that you could suffer a loss.
The penalties aren't stiff enough for these fuckers.
Financial, no.
You know, because they say, well, the punishment is just a crime. Well, you know what? Some of these crimes that are not physical, they really ruin the person's life. So you know what? They catch that bastard, they should have some physical retributions.
Well, like
the victim, the victim should say, all right, you're going to do this month of time in jail. And would the victim like to apply any physical torture at all? Because you know what? The victims actually don't get shit. But anyway, go ahead. We should get back to her reading.
Off the
we'll talk about about that later, between readings.
Well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm kind of forced to, because I feel that this individual has not fully gotten over somebody from the past.
Okay. Well, that's not good then.
Well, a lot of times people will leap into a new one, but they're dragging lots of baggage with them.
Well, some folks are lifeboat jumpers.
Yeah.
They do. As soon as they get out of a relationship, they don't wait to actually reach dry land and heal themselves. They jump into a
I haven't gone over, or another individual?
Another individual that would be coming into your life has baggage, probably.
The one that I feel she has a crush on.
She sees one, or that you have a crush on, or will have a crush, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
one's going to be, unfortunately, Deb didn't want to tell you the bad news. That one's probably not going to be a good candidate, but you might not see it right away, right?
Just to bear in mind that a lot of times people react to the need to not be alone. It's a fear.
That's what I was just saying, lifeboat jumping.
Yeah, look at Kanye. What are you saying his name? Kanye?
Yeah, Kanye. Dumbass West.
He's married again.
Well, also those rich bastards, they don't care because this divorce is like, they pull out their wallet. Here you go, here's the judge. Here, everybody. Divorce to them is not a big deal.
The thing is, though, it just shows his, I don't know what you want to call it.
His dumbassedness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is petrified of being alone. And I see that a lot. So I'm just saying, I feel that you are definitely ready for a relationship, but choose wisely.
Yes, that's always great advice, and sometimes it's so hard to do so because, like you said, the people coming in your lives are hiding things, but at least Deb gave you a little insight here on this person.
Yeah.
Because they are going to hide it. Nobody comes to, hey, nice to meet you on a first date. I got all this freaking baggage. Would you like to go to a movie? You know, nobody's going to tell you that shit up front.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of times they see us as a floating life preserver.
Yep.
You know, a life.
Lifeboat jumping.
And they're going to just grab at you.
The ship sunk that they were on. They jumped. They're in a lifeboat. They're just going to jump to another lifeboat instead of, like, trying to really straighten their ass life out and get to dry land. You know, they won't do it.
Yeah. So I really think that there's a way better one coming along for you. And it won't be very long before that happens.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's coming very quickly. And this will turn out to have been just sort of a passing phase.
Yeah, you know, it might be one of those things where you got to go through, hell to get to heaven or whatever, maybe. You just have to. Some lessons to be learned, whether you like it or not.
But they would get back together with the ex if they could.
That's bad news there. So you're just basically I guess a life. You still are a life owner. You're almost like a temporary little train. I'm just going to ride you around in a circle until I need to get off this train.
I don't have to be alone.
Yeah, it'll just keep me busy and occupied, and I'll feel happy. But if that other person comes back, I'm dropping you like a sack of wet shit, which is nice to know, isn't it? Real nice to know. Absolutely.
And this card he's drawn a card for you.
I'm drawing a card for you before we move on, real quick. Your card is the Four of Diamonds. Caution to be wary, for there is unfaithfulness and deception around you. Keep your eyes and ears open and accept nothing at face value. You have a right to know the truth. Where this matter is concerned, however, you will find yourself having to search hard to get it. Sounds like this is a continuation of what you just said.
Yeah.
This person that's going to be coming in.
That is confirming it.
Yeah, so unfortunately this next
person is not ready.
So you're going to have a person coming in that's going to open your eyes and make you feel really good inside, but fortunately that person has things in their trunk.
Yeah, that they got to take care of.
Junk in the trunk.
Know? Yeah.
Yep.
It's not fair to drag a innocent third party into something.
And those bastards don't care. And a lot of they live in denial. Well, thank you. And hey, you can call us back much sooner.
Sure, call again.
Yes, indeed, call us again.
We haven't heard from you in some time.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for holding and being caller number one, and we look forward to hearing from you again. And I'm just going to put you back on mute, which means a lot of folks stay online and listen, and some don't. So on their phones, it all depends. All right,
up to you.
It is indeed. I remember the first show I ever did, I hung up on every son of a bitch. And then one person the next show said, can I listen to the show? And I was like, oh, shit, that's right. I don't have to hang up on you. My bad. I just assumed, Well, that's what you get for assuming, don't you?
Catherine, were you referring to Kanye?
I don't know.
With a spiritual marriage? I don't find anything spiritual about that guy. And,
Who knows? Conversation could have been about something totally a long time ago.
Well, I think he attracts broken partners. Look at what Kim was like.
He's a fucking dumbass. Why would he attract somebody that wasn't also broken?
Yeah, well, that's how it is. Dysfunctional people really want other dysfunctional people because somebody who's absolutely healthy and normal is really boring for them.
Or pick somebody that's worse off than you, so you actually feel pretty good about yourself, at least for that moment, space, and time.
Joanne is saying maybe his Willie is spiritual.
Maybe it is not real. International shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots. Scotland in the house. All right, Miss Deborah.
All right, who we got?
I'll tell you who we got. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really. Oh, see, it did that. Yeah, here you go. How's that? Not us block talk. Anyway, we're going to area code 952, which is in the southern area of our home state, Minnesota. 952, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. Who are we speaking to?
Who are you? Who?
Hello. Is it southern? I thought it was northern.
That would be the Twin City area.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, right down here, right?
Twin City, but they're not there.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll put them on hold. We can always go back to somebody. Maybe they had to go take a poop. No, you got to go, right? You do. Hey, we're all humans. Everybody poops. Even the most princes of princesses and princes and all your people, you got to take a dump. You can sugarcoat it and call it something sweet and angelic or whatever you want to do. But poop is poop.
Well,
shut that down.
Not yet, Joanne.
Yeah, folks in the Facebook, I pasted. I said, do not messenger us until we ask. We did not ask. Fail. All right.
No. Terry Sue, that's terrible. You got to fix that. When I saw a gastroenterologist for the very first time, she asked. And I said, it can be 3 times a day or 3 times a week. And she said, that's normal for people. And especially if you eat a lot of fiber, And then you have to check to make sure that you are producing nice big brown bananas is what she said.
Well, of course, doctors and stuff think, All right. We're moving on. We'll go back to the previous caller. We'll give it a shot. Like I said, name ahead. Going on to area code 434 in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 434. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey, it's Khalil.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hello,
hey.
Hello, darling. How are
so
you?
So what's happened since the last call? What's going on?
I'm getting ready to go to a Halloween party at not too far from here, 30 minutes in Palmyra next Saturday.
What oh, yeah, you? That's nice. Already they're starting.
Yeah,
parties.
What are you going to be?
Are you dressing up or is it just a party party?
Just a party party. Some people are dressing up, but I won't.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that early, it's well, sometimes they don't really, it's not a big deal when you have them that early that if you don't dress up. That's cool.
That's true.
It is so early, yeah.
Okay.
So what you got cooking? What do you want to know or talk about?
I don't know. I'm meeting a next time. Remember the last time I told you I met a federal police officer?
Yeah.
Roger that.
I met a federal police officer. This time I'm meeting. I'm talking about meeting both two of them, and I'm a little nervous about meeting both of them, and I'm hoping everything was going to go smooth.
Okay. What kind of, you guys having coffee, you guys going to watch, what kind of meeting is it? Are you going to an event together? What is it? What's up?
We're just having coffee and food and stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. What makes you nervous?
Sometimes I get overstimulated by clothing and like things like hair.
Okay. Well, before that, is there anything you can do like make sure you get lots of extra sleep or meditation before you show up to make sure that you're a little more calm?
Yeah, I can do that.
I think that you should do whatever, you know, you know yourself better than I do. I'm just throwing shit out there. But yeah, I would definitely do that because that nervousness is its own problem. That thing is like makes you even worse off, that nervous thing, you know. Anxiety, basically, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, anxiety is like, it's a monster that, like, if you could just corral it, but when it's out, it makes you get snowball, right? You get worse and worse and worse.
Here's the thing.
Because you know about that.
Eventually, it will spiral to a plateau. And a lot of times with anxiety, they call it the paradox. Like, not solution. I know that's some kind of movie.
No.
But it's a paradox exercise that you can do. We literally say to yourself, okay, now before I go in there, I want to go into a full-blown anxiety attack where
I can't even move. Okay.
Because,
I got you the paradox, obviously. That's a different angle. I got you.
Yeah. And that will actually take you in the other direction.
And the worst case scenario is you let the folks know up front that a little anxiety. It's just, I seem a little off. And
start, watch things like caffeine and,
yeah, and just,
you know,
and
too
just
much
tell
sugar.
Them, hey, I have anxiety issues. So if I seem like I'm maybe slipping a little bit, don't freak out. It's got issues.
You'd be amazed how many people are suffering that now.
And if these are, you said these are both law enforcement officials and if they've been in
business. Yeah, federal.
And they've probably encountered folks. If they're savvy and have had many years, they will probably know exactly what you're talking about. Because
the one of them I'm not nervous about because I just met them, but if I'm just nervous in case I meet another one and I see something or something might overstimulate me about them. So I'm not as nervous with the other one.
Okay.
But I'll take your advice.
Sure.
I will take your advice.
Well, Deb will do the cards and see how she sees that coming out. And the fact that you recognize and acknowledge this, you're way ahead of the game.
Oh, really?
You're not in denial. You know, denial is never going to help anybody out when they deny that they got an anxiety issue. So you already recognize it. You know it. You know the symptoms. You're already cautious of it. You're way ahead of the game. So that's cool. That is good.
And this is for the meeting?
Yeah. They're going to have just a gathering and have a little social chit-chat over some Java. Coffee is good. Maybe you should be careful on the coffee. Maybe you want to go a little decaf. You know, go decaf.
You know what, though? I already feel inside that you're going to relax very quickly. You're going to feel that you are in your element. So, you know, a lot of times we overthink too much before something happens. What if this and what if that?
I've always said that usually we are our own worst enemies of all the enemies we have on this planet. Usually ourselves are the worst enemy. And sometimes it's not a bad thing. Sometimes it's we are trying to be perfectionists. Sometimes we are over judgmental of ourselves.
Overthinking.
Like, yeah, we over everything. But typically the average person is their own worst enemy.
Did you welcome aboard the newbies, or not newbies?
I welcome aboard Suzanne from
Rachel.
The land of the Scots. Where?
is here.
Holy crap, I missed her. Rachel, international shout out to Rachel in Australia on the side of the world. I like how you say that. The other
hon,
side of the
this
world.
Is going to go very well for you. I tell you what, they are feeling you out for a project. I think I've talked about this before.
Really?
There's an upcoming project, and they are going to want you to participate. You are actually on the way toward doing some really impressive work with them, and it seems to be involving victims of crime.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Excuse me, sorry.
Where, yeah, you may think your future is going in one direction, but it's interesting how often the universe, the higher power, divine, they will already be wanting you to accept a calling that's going to take you in another direction. So that's what I see for you. And these men are instrumental to your future. So don't be surprised if you realize as time goes by, these guys have, materialized in your life for a very important reason. And it has to do with your future. I like it.
Okay, so obviously the big answer to that big thing is everything's going to go great.
I agree. I mean, I'm saying yes.
I'm trying to, because I'm the biggest derailer here, so I derail every conversation, so I like to try to bring it back to the big answer. The big question is, you see that whole gathering being cool.
I do very
and
much
that,
so.
That should, and that should help your anxiety right there alone,
right, knowing you're very much wanted,
knowing that she's not seeing not seeing a crisis occurring. She
no I would
she
tell
doesn't
you
see it.
I would help him to prepare for
right.
Something that could
but
be.
It's always wise when you recognize that you have something going on, anxiety. It could be a lot of different things. If you recognize it, you can prepare for the worst-case scenario up front, like you said. Like when you guys have coffee, drink the caffeinated. Make it cool. You can drink caffeine another time. But yeah.
Because usually things that calm me down, sometimes with people, they're usually like dress suits, like people in business suits and watches and like things like Adidas sneakers and stuff like that. Those things calm me down.
Huh.
So I don't know. But, like, usually it's, like, other things that overstimulate me. But usually, like, people in business suits and stuff like that. But in case.
Yeah, but if you guys are having casual coffee, I would not necessarily expect to see suits come rolling in.
No, and don't get hung up on the uniform if they're in uniform.
And that, but you also, they're probably not going to come dressed in hip-hop clothes and flashy crap either. So it might just be casual stuff, so that might work out for you too. Real quick, Eric. Yeah, is your single card reading before we move on? It is a King of Diamonds, Deb. Highlighted in this matter is a fair, complexed, and mature male who knows how to make money, save money, and also bring tremendous financial security to the lives of others. He figures prominently in your life at this time, not particularly emotional by nature. He's often far more materialistic in the way he expresses affection than others.
And
may appear rather aloof in his more intimate relationships. Throw his love and power, but once you've earned his love and loyalty,
it's hard to understand you the way you're reading.
Because I don't want to read this.
All right, then I always can.
Paragraph. You know the card. I wish you would just paraphrase it this way.
I really think he's one of the two fellas.
Thank you.
And he is going to really be influential to you.
So
and where they're referring to money, I think it's a project. It's not always about dollars and cents. Sometimes it's about creativity and what results from that.
Not all treasure is gold.
That's true.
Like Johnny Depp said in the movie. The first movie of the Pilots of the Caribbean. All right, well, thank you so much, Kalia. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Hope everything goes well. You don't have to be a stranger. You can call
us. Hon.
Call us again in the game.
Yeah, we'd like to hear how that goes for you.
And I just muted. I didn't hang up.
Yeah, I think you're going to have some very favorable things to tell us.
That'll be interesting. I think it'll all be good.
Adorable. I'm so glad he calls us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and you know, that
busy guy.
That is what makes this method so dynamic, I guess.
Dynamic is good. I like that word.
Because it really helps us to be able to navigate our lives and to see, oh, this is going to go well. Then he can, walk into that with a sense of poise.
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 All right, we're going to go back and try this number one more time. Again, we're going to go back to area code, I believe it was 952 in Minnesota. Are you here?
Hi, it's Sam.
Hey, Sam. Good to hear from you.
Zuckerman.
Hello, and I hear your kids. You've got a couple of children there. Or is it one?
It's one. It sounds like two, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you've got more than one. But that's cute.
Yeah, that's rock and roll.
So tell us, what brings you to the show tonight?
I was wondering about my the grant thing, because I, like, had a good feeling about it. Like, thought I was going to get it. And then all of a sudden I got an email saying that I didn't get it, but I still feel like that's wrong and that I'm still going to get it. So I'm wondering if you know anything about that.
So this is about financial aid or a grant?
Yeah, grant. Because I want to use it to move. I want to use it to get out of the state and go to Washington, remember?
Oh, yes, yes. And they will provide the money for that. Yes.
Really? You got a grant to move to another state?
For school or what is it? Is it just to move?
It's like a living grant, like a community cultural grant for Native Americans, which I am.
Oh.
Ah. Roger that. Okay.
Now that is amazing that you didn't get it.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Is it a done deal? You didn't get it?
That's what I got an email for, but I just don't believe it.
Okay.
But you got an email that you are getting it?
No.
Yeah, that I wasn't in the runner-up or something, but I don't know.
Interesting. Well, did they have contact information on that email?
No. I mean, they had like an email that they said I could email them, and I did. I'm just waiting to see back, but I don't know.
Now, who's this grant through? What organization?
Government? I don't know.
Hello? Hello?
Did we lose her?
Hello, sorry. There's a lot of commotion going on, and I'm
trying
to put
you guys
on mute first.
I got you. You know, like I say, you can always make the kids little cakes and treats and put NyQuil in it.
Oh, Jim.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, I was curious, what organization is this grant coming from?
Me too.
Is it federal government? Is it Native American?
Yeah.
Or is it state?
It's the Indian Collective grant. I don't know where they get their money from. I'm guessing from, like, fundraising.
Okay, well, I'm good. If it's coming from the federal government, you're about to get screwed at midnight. They're going on freaking government shutdown.
Right.
That's why I was throwing that out there. That's all.
Yeah.
So if you have to contact somebody that's working for the federal government, if they're not in necessary function, they're going to be not responding to
it. I think that you should definitely pursue this because I see this turning around for you. And I'm not meaning necessarily that it was a mistake, you got that letter or whatever, but there are going to be other, like, say, branches of funding that I think that you certainly can qualify for. So you should really not just, and I'm glad you emailed them back.
Yes, that is the first thing immediately, yes.
What was the criteria?
Yeah,
was it income or... education.
No, it was nothing. You had to write about why, how it would help you and how it would help your community and you and your heritage.
Interesting.
Maybe the thought of you moving.
Yeah, we don't know. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But plenty of Native Americans in Washington State, too.
That's
so,
right.
You know, plenty. Yeah.
Keep pursuing this. I feel something's going to break for you.
That's right. Do not give up the ship. International shout out to Laura in Canada.
Laura, you should check your notifications. Maybe you have them turned off.
Or Facebook is doing its thing. Right. Yeah, Facebook is weird. Ask the other folks out there. Find out if all the other crew on Facebook are getting notifications.
Yeah.
That's step one. Anyway, what do you got? Keep going, Deb.
Okay, well, that's pretty much
it. That's it? Okay.
Try not to let this get you too down, because I believe that when the timing is right, you're making that trip. You will be there, and you manifest that. Say, I hope, not I hope, say, I will in your manifesting.
I don't remember what is over in the state of Washington that you have going for you.
It's just spiritually that I hold on to there.
So you actually have nobody there waiting to help you out or anything?
No, we do. We have my fiance's aunt who lives there.
Awesome. I did not know that, so that's cool. I like it. All right, that's good then. So you got that going
on.
So
mainly, is it that you need money for making the trip?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're...
The move.
Yeah.
The move is going to cost some cha-ching. That is a big distance.
You know, there's a lot of things online. I can remember one, the GoFundMe. They don't always have to be about tragedy and death. But there are other ways online to put out there that you are raising funds for you to, say, make this kind of trip. And there's many, many people that love, you know, especially if they have a lot of money, they enjoy helping others. So just try to explore every avenue, you know. And I, like I said, I think you are going there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is a trial and tribulation, a test and
a
hurdle
test.
To see how bad do you really want it, my dear. Maybe
and,
it's life trying to say that.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of times we'll face a big spiritual test.
Sure.
Because there's abundance, great abundance waiting on the other
side. And that would make sense. If you're moving to achieve spiritual growth, then you have to assume there's going to be tests along the way. It makes sense. And this, and they're probably going to be disguised, not even look like a test, but this would be one, right?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Yeah,
what do you... Oh, look at this. You've got a card.
I'm saying, that's what my scholarship was about, spiritual growth.
Well, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's your single card before we move on. It is a three of spades. Handle everyday matters in an efficient, clear-cut manner by tying up loose ends and attending to trivial details. Unexpected surprises on the way as you go about your daily business. You don't want to be burdened with things still left undone to prevent you from enjoying the surprise when it arrives. So!
That's serendipity, hon.
So it looks like it may happen.
Yeah. And Jim hates that word, but
I do hate that word. I would
love what it means.
I would do terrible things to it if I could, if it was a physical thing. But anyway, so what this is saying is you should probably assume that it's going to happen, but make sure you're ready. Like, oh, shit, I didn't pack, I didn't plan. Yeah, you might want to start doing some of that planning thing that involves moving a little bit, as much as you can.
Yeah.
So you're ready.
By doing that, you're also manifesting.
You are manifesting. You're not saying, I don't think I am. You're saying, I think I am, and therefore I shall be ready. I can pack these certain things because I've never touched these maybe every 6 months.
Sure, and you've got a place to land.
You're in
That's
Minnesota.
Important.
Pack away all your summer shit that you want to take with you. Pack it away. Get it ready. Get it boxed up. You don't need it now. You're probably not going to hit the 80s anytime soon. You know, so that could be part of it.
Washington State, right, where it's very rainy and cold.
That depends on where you live. It's a big state. You get lots of weather. Coast, inland, mountains, lots of weather.
But there is a high concentration of Indian and tribal.
There's plenty
of
Native Americans there. Yes, indeed.
Yes. So I say you're going to get there. And I'm glad you called us.
I've been to casinos out there in the Seattle area because they have the same thing. They have the Native Americans. So.
Go ahead.
Soon. Mommy. Oh, Toby and soon.
Yeah, I bet you'd like to beat that Minnesota winter because that Washington winter, depending on where you're going, is probably not going to be as severe.
It won't. It's mostly rainy.
If you're in the Seattle area.
But all right. Just be expectant. I expect that I will be there.
It's going to happen, damn
it. It's almost like carrying a child, but it's the expectation of being there. And if you start dreaming about babies falling out of you, and I have them. I'm walking along and
I hate it when babies just fall out of me.
All of a sudden, I'm like reaching down to grab this baby. It means great opportunity is coming to you.
Oh, that was in a Monty Python movie.
Was it?
Where the wife's in the kitchen and she just, oh, there's another one. I can't remember. Was it the, I don't know if it was The Meaning of Life or, I think it was The Meaning, I don't know, one of the Monty Python movies. It was hilarious.
Well, is it?
All right, let's let it go here. All right, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
She's back on mute. Yes,
well, take
it was,
care.
It was a funny, it was a one of the Monty Python movies that had a bunch of different things. And that was one of them where.
I've never seen a Monty Python movie.
Oh, you are missing.
Are they
now,
that
of course,
funny?
They are so ancient to people nowadays.
Is it really?
The Holy Grail is probably my most favorite movie of all times in the comedy world. I don't like to pick one. It would be my top five. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, frickin' yeah, that's up in my top five.
Is that like that Bean, Mr. Bean?
No, Monty Python is, oh, they had, so the guys that used to do a show, Monty Python's Flying Circus, made a series of movies too, those folks. And the Holy Grail is basically a King Arthur thing, but it's funny as shit.
And as we,
oh dear God,
segue over to hair, I want to let you know that my hairstylist, she's got her finger right on the pulse of what's the next trend. And you know this trend that's out with the shaved one side and the long on the other?
Yeah.
She said that is fast fading, but all of you British folks.
But on women?
Yeah, women. They shave. You've seen it.
I've seen it in 80s videos, too, so I don't know how.
And
80s videos. I want candy. That chick was a cute little chick, and half her head was shaved on one side.
Well, you better be cute if you're going to wear that.
You have to be, and I'm saying that was 80s, so I don't know what to say.
And she said the next look is we're going to revert to the 80s with the bed head. I liked that look. I thought, you know, it gives you that just effed look, if you know what I'm saying.
Holy guacamole. What are you going to do about that?
All right.
All right. You know what? Let's go to the next caller, and we're not even relocated. It'll be 651, also in Minnesota. 651, welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome.
Hi, it's Christiana.
Oh, Christiana, how are you doing?
It's been a wee bit of time.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're rocking and
we're on a roll for a Saturday
Indeed
night.
Indeed we are.
Yes.
That's good.
You know why?
Well, why?
Because we haven't seen sun for 4 or 5 days. Some people may laugh at that. And right near the end of the day, the sun kind of came out a little bit. Remember when we got back from the grocery shop?
Yeah,
and we saw
it was peeking out.
We haven't seen sun since maybe Monday. I think it was the last day we saw it. So it was, you know, I don't know how people do that crap that live in places where they don't get to see sun forever. I'm not a big fan. I don't count last.
Yeah.
I understand when it's night. But when it's daytime, I want to see sun at least once every 3 or 4 days. All right, go ahead, Dan.
Also, Christiana, we all have to hold our breath because at midnight tonight, and it's at Eastern time, I suppose, because
I would assume
Congress
it would be midnight time because that's where we're watching D.C., the criminals are located that run our country.
An awful lot of people are not going to get paid until they settle this what do they call it?
It is a
shutdown.
It's going to be a government shutdown, and some folks will be furloughed.
Oh, and you know what? They will make sure that their asses get paid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or they'll...
Or they don't need it.
Or the rich ones will say, I'm not taking pay until this gets resolved. Well, because you're a freaking millionaire already. Why would you take that $200,000 to you? Well, it means a lot to somebody else.
Yeah, like military members. These people have families.
I think the rule should be, if you guys don't ever have a budget, and you have to do a government shutdown, every single person should get fired from the job. President, vice president, every single member of Congress. You should not fired immediately, but you should not be allowed to be up for re-election ever again. They would figure that shit out then.
Yeah, it isn't right. You know, how they just step on us little people. Damn it.
I blame you Brits, because we modeled our government after you. And you guys used to yell.
Yeah, damn it.
Have you seen those folks in their parliament? They yell at each other.
They do.
Whoa, I've seen some of their stuff.
We need that.
But they don't get anything done like we do. We modeled ourselves after them. We're as broken as they are. We are equally broken. Yay, broken brethren, allies that are broken government-wise.
Well, if we were coming to a new frontier, why the hell didn't we bring our own new, what do you want to call, plan?
How do you do that?
Well,
I mean, you like, hey, you just got independence. What are you going to do? well, I got to model something that I know. You know, they tweaked it, but they didn't have time to say, I'm going to rewrite this whole new government system. They go, we got to go, because it was a democracy, right? But anyway, we got to get back to her reading.
You know what, though?
We got to get back to her reading.
They're messing around with our money. It's our money. We're the ones paying in for it. And we pay high taxes here.
It's not affecting me, but, you know.
Not you. Yeah. And it won't, I really shouldn't say it's affecting me either.
Could next month around if it's that long.
Daryl's pension and stuff is still coming through for me, so.
They would it in a month, but it won't be that long.
Yeah, Catherine says British Parliament slings some serious shit.
Oh, they freaking get pretty, very colorful when they do their arguing. Let's say that. All right, go ahead.
Well, maybe they're more patriotic than we are.
It's not about patriotism.
All right, Christiana, we have not forgot you.
Yeah. We know this is not going on. This is not cutting against your time.
Kirsty, glad to have you with us. All right, tell us, Christiana.
Okay.
What is your burning question?
Is that Kirsty in the UK?
Yeah,
it
yes,
is indeed
it is.
International shout out. All right. Back to Christiana.
Okay. My question is, it's again about work. I start work in around December. And did I tell you guys about this?
No. What are you going to do?
I don't think so. That's a long ways.
It's a building. It's being built right now. So it's still in the process of, you know, being built from the ground up. And it should be ready around December at the holistic center in my town. And I got hired to work as a shamanic practitioner there.
Oh, my gosh. As a shamanic practitioner.
Oh, okay. I thought she's a harmonic because you do that stuff, too.
The harmonic.
Got it.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
And I'm not making fun of either. They're two different things.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's cool.
That is. Oh, you're on your way.
That's nice to get yourself a brand new place too, because that could be better to be breaking the ground place, to be there the first when they get going, because you got a special spot.
She's in on the ground floor.
Yeah,
that's
she's in a special
important.
Spot.
Yeah,
on something that's just getting going. You're like, you could be like a forefather if it's successful. Oh, that person was there from that day one. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. What would you like to know? Yes.
My question is, are things going to be okay with me financially when I start working? Because I do get some assistance from the government right now, and I'm just wondering, am I going to be able to manage everything financially and get insurance and stuff for my medications and stuff?
Now, will you be an independent contractor, or are you going to be an actual employee?
Perfect question.
Thank you. I'm not as dumb as I
look. Neither am I. I'm not as dumb as I look either.
Go on, honey.
From my understanding, it's like independent. It's like I work out of their building, but it's going to be my space that I rent there, and they'll get a certain percentage of my income.
So you are going to, I don't know if you already have, are you going to have to be an actual business with a license?
With what?
Are you going to have to be your own business and have your own business license, your EIN and all that
stuff?
It's
a 1099 I'm hearing.
Well, independent contractor doesn't mean you have to be a business person, but.
No, but you don't get any benefits. You are your own.
Are you going to be a contractor for them, or are they allowing you to rent the space as your own personal business?
What you said,
what?
Rent the space.
Yeah. My own business.
Oh, well, then that's a whole different ball game as far as that insurance stuff. So I can't speak to that. And that's one of the things we're not experts in. There's some things, folks, we can give you card reading and stuff. But
that is a crucial question for you. Now, my understanding
you need to get on Google.
Always was is that they don't just jerk that support out from under you, but it does come to an end. It's not immediate.
And it probably, but if she has her own business and it's very
low
income.
She's got to eat, have a place to live.
But I don't know that she's going to have to do that research on her own a lot. But, well, I agree. Oh, I'm not disagreeing that. Yeah, I'm just saying she's worried about the current benefit she has, if it's going to get affected when she starts working.
This would be something to really look at and maybe to only work part-time.
Or contact the folks
that
these benefits, the organization you're getting this from, contact them and say, If I do things, what would make these go away? Don't tell them what you're going to do, because sometimes you don't want to tell them shit.
See, they may be able to profit from a program that gets you off the system, but it should be a two-way street where you profit as well. And if you only work part-time to start, I think that you would still, you know, this is kind of an area, like Jim said, we're not very versed in.
Right. We're familiar with a little bit of the 1099 world. There's different ones like ours and stuff. Typically, contractors don't get W-2s. They get 1099 contractors. And that gives the company that's paying you a lot of hands-off responsibility. They don't have, I'm the contractor. I don't have to worry about their health benefits and insurance. Unemployment insurance.
You need to ask questions.
Yep, you got to ask questions. We are not the authority, but we can tell you that you need to dig into this hard before
December. I think this is going to be a great springboard for you as time goes on. And one thing that is in your cards, and it might make you laugh. I know it just made me, because it seems so ironic, that under Sure to Come True, which you all know is my favorite spread.
That would be my favorite one too, unless it said a meteor strike is going to destroy our planet. Then I would not be a favorite one. But I guess if you know, you can make your last 6 days or however long it is be a blast.
Well, go to the Yukon or something. Get out of the way of it. It's not going to blow. A meteor strike isn't going to blow up the whole world. He's looking at me like
It could.
All right. Christian, but anyway, over there like, tell me.
Yeah. That's my fault. I derailed the train. I am guilty.
Yes.
Yep. I feel shame. I feel shame.
You face marriage coming up, hon. And together, the two of you will form a lovely partnership where your mate is going to be able to bankroll a lot of your work. Okay.
Okay.
And that is sure to come true. If you're thinking, who am I going to marry? Go down to the Brookfield, is it Brookfield Zoo? There's a big zoo down there. Am I going to marry the ape, big gorilla? No.
In southern Minnesota?
Brookfield.
I've never been there.
Brookfield.
I don't know. I've never heard of Brookfield. Is there a Bloomington or something down
there? Yeah, you got a big zoo down there?
You got a big zoo in southern Minnesota?
I know about the Como Zoo.
Oh, that's the dog. Yeah. I've never been there. Well, actually, I think I did go there, but I was so young.
You don't remember.
I might have been, I didn't even know what my dick was for. I was probably so young.
That is too much information.
I'm saying I might have been a very young, like 4 or 5 year old child when I went there, because I remember it. You know, grandparents take you to all sorts of places. You're not going to remember, you know.
I'm sure, though, you knew what that boy was for.
If I was 4 or 5, I probably didn't know.
All right, back to you. You may not even have a clue right now, but I'm going to say you've got the Three of Clubs here. Three of Clubs is about time, as in approaching. An event, an important life event is approaching, and this is showing marriage. And
well, it's about time.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. No kidding, but I want you to know that it's going to be beautiful, and you're going to be able to have the best of both worlds. Sometimes I think men hate us for this, or they're very resentful that we can both be mommies and wives, and we can also dabble over here in some business, but this guy is going to be your breadwinner.
That's probably old school guys. I don't think the new generation.
The new ones don't care.
I think that's just, they think that's part, that's just about everybody. That's just the way it is nowadays.
Yeah. Well, both people.
Old timers are probably like, rah, 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 rah. But you know, I think nowadays guys probably think like, they might look at a woman nowadays, and they didn't back in the day. They might look at it and say, she doesn't have a job. I don't want to be with her. Or back in the day, nobody cared. The woman didn't need a job, right?
But she's going to have that. This is
a
very wonderful man.
Yes, I just tried to derail the conversation.
And I believe, honey, you're going to end up not having to give a percentage eventually to another entity. You're going to become your own. I'm seeing your own storefront, okay?
Awesome. That'd be great.
He's going to go into the Virgin building that they're just making. So
yeah.
So
that's a good start, but I worry about her hanging on off a cliff financially.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she's concerned about. It is a big, giant leap to go into that. But, what do they say? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's
true. You have to, sometimes you got to throw risk out there.
That's true.
Yeah, we watched that show, Dumb Money. The one dude threw the entire family's life savings into GameStop.
Which one was that?
That was the main guy.
Oh, the...
All they had was him and his wife and his kid. All they had was $53,000. Yeah. $53,000. She's like, all right, if you think so. And he was really worried. But it's like nothing venture.
And
nothing
it ended
gained.
Up being like $23 million.
Oh, and he could have made more, but he was cool.
The cards saying that looking good for that place? Are they really not saying about the financial part?
They are, but it's like there's an abyss. Everybody has to leap at some point. Whether you're a musical band, you're an actress, you're, you know, what you do, shamaning. I'm not sure.
Shamanic. It's a shamanic practice. And the reason I remember that, because it sounds exactly like the harmonic stuff
I don't want to move back home.
I know.
I don't want to move back home.
I was going to say that my fear is you're going to have to move back with your mom. And I know you don't want to, but these are decisions you'll have to make.
Sure, you got to do what you got to do. But it's nice to have that in your back pocket.
Just don't live out of your car or something like that.
Well, unless you got a really nice big SUV. Well, in Minnesota, that's probably not going to work out. Especially since it's going to be October 1st.
Because you're looking at Mr. Winter coming at you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I remember, that.
Somebody whistling?
Yeah.
I was making the very cold winter winds that happen. That's usually like January. Horrible January. January is the most horrible month in Minnesota that I remember.
Oh, that's my birthday month.
It's hers, too.
Yeah, what day?
Yeah, Deborah is an
13th.
Aquarius.
Oh, I'm the 22nd.
She's the, what's the sign before you?
That would be Capricorn.
So you're a Capricorn then, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right. There you go. Anyway, here we go. Here's your single card reading, Deborah. You got to jump in here. This is your ship.
I'm here.
It is an ace of clubs, Deb.
Okay.
Significant communication in relation to your question is highlighted. Written correspondence, telephone conversation, email and or fax messages, which we got to update that. Nobody does that anymore, are perceived to carry considerable weight in the outcome of the situation.
Yeah.
Once important information has been received, rest assured that you will find yourself moving toward achieving a stronger position overall.
Yes, and I'm going to remind you here
people still use
of a, it was a thing that was in, you know how Reader's Digest would have all these little quotes?
Mm-hmm.
There was a quote in there by F. Scott.
That was a great section.
F. Scott Fitzgerald that I tore out or cut out. And I taped it back in the day when we had those great big terminals. Weren't they terminals for our computers, those big clunky things?
Yeah, they probably had like stations, workstations or terminals, like you said, weird names, yes.
So I taped it on there, and it was by F. Scott Fitzgerald. And he said, and this pertains to what that card just said for you. And it actually made it possible for me to win journalism awards, and I had no journalism background at all. The saying goes, the cleverly expressed opposite of any generally accepted idea is worth a fortune to somebody. And what I get from that for you is you've got to find that shift where you're able to not only work one-on-one in the building, but that you also will communicate with people over the internet as in sessions. You know, they're doing teledoc now where you don't even have to go see your doctor and they can send you down the street to go get your labs done. So make sure that you are state of the art so that your clientele will be both flesh and blood and also over the computer. And what that, like that card said to her, you will profit handsomely by being so versatile. Yeah.
In other words,
yeah,
and you,
that's
got,
my goal.
You got, I mean, yeah. I know what you're saying. You're worried because this December move in, this whole thing is a big risk, but you got to take risks. When you're getting into something new, like got a brand new building open,
oh,
a brand new
center,
you got to do it. You have to do it. If you didn't do it, you'd be wondering for the rest of your life until your deathbed what would have, could have been.
You're going to get a lot of looky-loos when you're there because they're going to be
a
curious.
Lot of what?
Looky-loos.
Yeah, I don't, you got to explain
those are
that.
Like people that go, say, to open houses for real estate.
No.
And they're just looking.
Window shoppers.
Yeah, they're not there to buy.
Yeah, you know what? If you open a brand new business and you're selling stuff and you got like all these window shoppers coming in, you don't like them.
Well,
you hope that they come back or tell people, but they didn't buy something when they leave. You're like, son of a bitch.
They're looking. They're there for the dog and pony show.
Right. Oh, this is
yeah.
an interesting place. Let's go check it out. Oh, that's
yeah.
cool, but I'm not buying it. And they leave, and you're like, you son of a bitch.
Well, they may take your furniture.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
might take your business card.
But if you're nice to them,
yeah.
they may come back.
Right. So good
we gotta
luck
go.
And God bless you.
We got to move on.
Yeah,
good luck
yeah.
and thank you
thank
for calling.
You.
You know, come
well,
back
you're
again.
You're so welcome, honey. Thank you for calling
thank
us.
Thank you. Love you very much.
I am very proud of you, Christiana. Very
all right.
proud.
Next caller, 520. Olita.
You guys, how
yes.
are you?
Oh,
I'm going to get in the car real fast. I'm putting gas in the car. I'm on the road because I had to go see a relative. Now I'm heading back home. And I'm so happy I caught you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're glad too. Yes.
Oh, well, you know, everything is going, I don't know.
Well,
is everything coming out roses?
Well, I mean, life is happening. You know, I've had a major hit on one of my favorite words, projects.
What
word?
Project.
Uh-oh. Who,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Who bought the farm today? Yeah.
It fell through a major deal. By
somebody's going to get lead poisoning.
Yeah, go get Congress if they don't pass the
oh, don't even, let's
budget.
Not even joke about that.
Oh, right.
You can't do anything nowadays.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobody does that. That's the humor anymore. Yep.
Coming.
Yep. Homeland Security will chop our heads off.
On the immediate front, you know, in my personal life, he and I are going to a party tomorrow together, and he's,
tomorrow.
You know, coming at me
okay.
like full of, you know, just lots of, he's saying things like, you know, talking about the future and saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I'm going to do this for you, and then,
so, I'm sorry, what am I to get from all that?
Where do you see the cards as far as
the party?
Maybe like this? No.
I think just future. Like she says, right now he's like, oh, my God, future, us together. We're going to do this tomorrow. That's the mood he's in right now.
And also lots of future statements. You know, we're going to do this together. We're going to do that. He's talking future stuff. And,
future
stuff. Very family stuff.
Huh.
Family stuff. I don't
okay.
know what all that means, but
we're gonna do this right. with the family.
Who's the family? Is that the assassin?
Well, my
assassin thing.
My brother's coming down. You know, plans are down,
like
and then
it.
My other family members coming down, and then
I got it.
We're gonna do this to the backyard. We're gonna go on this. Sure, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and don't worry, we're going to take care of this together, you know, that kind of thing.
Do this together, us together forever.
Yeah.
What was that freaking No Doubt song?
No Doubt?
Yeah, was it You and Me Together?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like that. Forever. And she says, don't speak. He's about to basically kick her ass to the curb is what I'm assuming in the song, right? I know what you're thinking. Don't tell me because it hurts. Remember that? Don't doubt.
Where's
she made
this
a ton
party?
Of money off that song.
Where's the party?
Yeah, Sunday party, which is interesting. Where is
oh,
that?
Oh, party. The party is in the neighborhood.
Not at somebody's house?
But apparently the party is not in your pants.
Yeah, it's somebody's house.
Whose house? I'm curious. There's something here.
A friend. Just a friend.
Female?
A friend of
girlfriend.
Yours or his?
Female?
No, it's not the girlfriend and her husband. Her husband is a musician, and she's forget what all the stuff that she does in her life.
Sounds like they're unemployed. No, I'm just kidding.
No. They're very employed.
Okay.
Musicians don't temporarily only like 10, like maybe 5% of them actually make a good living.
Okay. I see them. All right. They're cool. I see the Queen of Clubs there too. And that's the one you should keep your eye on. Watch her body language. Watch.
Oh my God.
Watch where she's looking. And if you study any body language, you'll find out a few really interesting things. Like if somebody goes, say she goes to laugh and she looks over at your neighbor, that's a connection. That means something. When she goes, and she turns and looks at him, even if he's across the room, that means something. So you should really be watching. You know, like this.
Is it Megan? Is her name?
So much for having a good time.
It's a Queen of Clubs. And if we had the time, you know, to sit here and go through these women. But I feel this, we would do that, but we don't. And all I can tell you is she's going to be there. Now, right at this particular moment, things sometimes change. She might not feel good in the morning, or she might change her, you know, her mind to do something else.
Okay.
But, yeah. And well, I don't feel it's going to create anything in the way of drama. Except that you're going to know. What?
She's agreeing with
me. No, well, because he's very into me. I can feel it. He's so into me. I mean, I can tell you. I mean, yeah.
He's manic. Is he manic depressive? And see, I'm no expert. I'm studying a little about this stuff.
You know, the only thing I can put my finger on is we had an unraveling, and I resisted making up accepting his overture. And you know, it just led to one thing after another. And today I told him, he said, you know what, I'm going to pitch in half. And I said, no, let it be my treat. And he appreciated that because we were having, the unraveling happened, you know, maybe 3 weeks ago. And it just built on it. And I think he took the unraveling as bad as I took it. I mean, I was busy. I was working out. I was doing my work. I was meeting with friends. I was going out. But I was really hurting in my heart. I was hurting.
What
I think he was...
What's unraveled?
Sorry?
What the fuck is unraveled? What is unraveled?
We were getting along very well, and we were very unraveling, like, you know, nylons will unravel or thread will unravel, and we just had an unraveling, and we weren't really – I wasn't really – talking to him, I was angry with him, and it was just building, you know, up on each, you know, piling up, and we weren't when we slowly came back together, and you know, he brought me flowers for my birthday, and
we were really.
I don't know. You know, I think I'm, biased. I don't know. I'd have to have a private reading to go into detail about.
Yeah, I'm biased.
Like
I should shut my hole. I'm biased.
You know, he just, so I don't know. You know, I'm not trying to influence the reading. Now, whatever comes through, I'll accept it.
Well, look at all these people.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of people.
You got a lot of people in your life.
If you ever see the cards, there's a lot of people.
You have an accelerated networking coming up. I mean, the people, yeah, they mean a lot in terms of your cards. But I just found it interesting that the woman's going to be there.
You know, that's life. Life is going to be like that
she
in the
may
world.
Talk about a project. Oh, here we go.
Holy shit, another project.
She may talk about something home improvement and be hoping that he would volunteer. Elbow him in the ribs if he even thinks about it. She does not need to have him in
layer. Yeah, but this is the thing. He's smart. You said he's kind of on to her and savvy to her. He doesn't know what I've been talking to, so he doesn't know that I have the inside scoop on this. So if I elbow him in the ribs, he's going to think, what the hell is she doing? And, he doesn't know, as Jimbo had mentioned several weeks back, that we have scrutinized this dude for a whole year under the microscope.
Yeah, tomorrow's October. Tomorrow
right.
is October.
Yeah, you're right.
Tomorrow is freaking October. 12 months and you're still freaking neighbors. Woo-hoo!
You know, this is the thing. I can't police that dude. I cannot. I mean, I do ask you, you know, is he going to go with another woman? But because you have seen Deb in the cards. You've seen, oh, well, there's that gay guy, you know, that, you've told me. So sometimes I get like, oh, my God, is he going to do that? Is that what he's going to do? Is that what the cards are saying? You know, so sometimes I'll ask that. But I don't. Sorry?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Deb, she could speak for herself. You can stick with Lisa.
You know what, though? You've got to reach that point of knowing that there's always going to be the potential for other people, for you, too. But if once...
Exactly.
I mean, it's not...
So he can get...
Yeah.
You know, he can get fucking concerned, which I know he does. He does get fucking concerned. And I, you know... And so until there's some agreement that we come to, and I think there will be an agreement. I have that feeling.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go. Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, well, you're going somewhere in this that I feel is going to be a very nice place ultimately.
Oh, thank you, Deb.
That's nice. Why? Well, it's good that we don't want to go with what...
He's imitating Tom Cruise from A Few Good Men.
That's nice.
When Demi Moore said, I think I better...
I'm going to go make some coffee after he was like coming drunk. And he goes... She's making coffee.
And you know what? I just had a phenomenal family meeting. I had to drive several hours. And so that could be a lot of people that you're seeing in the cards too, because it was a great family meeting. And I mean, it was like a celebration of sorts.
Family.
And so it could be that, and then also business, and then also, you know, all that other stuff that you see. But it was pleasant to break away from the fucking routine of, you know, my immediate life down there. And it's such in the fast lane. I mean, I can't believe it down there. It just seems to weave itself. And sometimes I have a hard time keeping up with my own life.
Well,
international shout out to Joanne in Canada, Newfoundland specifically.
Is
all right.
That part of Canada?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's,
well, we
as far as I know, I don't think it's part of freaking Russia or anything.
What day is it?
Today would be in our Eastern time zone. Today is Saturday.
Yeah. So we.
The last day of the month.
We don't expect at this moment we'll be on tomorrow night.
No, I would probably
not.
We shouldn't be.
Yeah, we got to get around too.
And I got stuff going on at work Monday. It's going to be heavy and intense. Yep.
All right, so take care. And remember, News for the Soul is on Monday.
Monday is a for sure. All right, thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you. I can't wait for the next installment.
The next installment. That's nice.
That's nice.
What do you want to do?
Oh, yeah. I think it's... Folks, we're sorry, but we're going to have to.
We are sorry. We are approaching. We're looking at the time remaining in the reading. It's probably not going to work out. You would get shortchanged. It'd be a piece of crap, and we got to go.
We're so sorry.
We're Uncle Albert. I respect Paul McCartney a lot.
Yeah.
Deb, he hates the Beatles.
I don't like them all together, but I like them maybe.
They're all musical geniuses. Yeah. That's why they're
so successful.
It's like the Eagles. When you have all these people that are musical geniuses, you put them in one band, imagine them being epic and Hall of Famers. Yeah.
But in the song, he talks about putting the butter in the butterfly.
It's that part about Admiral Halsey.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, he had to have some butter pie. And somebody goes, butter pie? The butter wouldn't melt, so he put it in the pie. Yep. Hands across the water. Well, I love that. It's a good tune.
Very good. And he wrote it with his ex-wife. All right, everybody. Sorry.
Oh, that was the chick that he ended up marrying from Wings?
Linda somebody, I thought.
That was the one that so he must have gotten ready to marry her then. Because he was in transition. From the Beatles to the Wings, I always remember. Oh, well, thank you, folks.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
You are so sorry.
Yeah, I have to.
Well, you got
to
go. You got to go.
I got to take care of some stuff.
You got to take care of some stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. You know, business. Business.
Business.
You know what that's from?
No.
That is from, like, it must have been 90s college. Interviewing a guy in the sideline. Hey, so-and-so, so what are you majoring in? I'm majoring in business. So what are you going to do when you get out? I'm going to do business. The guy's like, what kind of business? You know, business. So like, yes, the old college athlete who they're just giving him a few classes to take so he can be there. Yep. All right, my folks.
Oh, Jeanette.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time.
Well, we're going to be here with Facebook. Yeah, we'll be here with Facebook. We still stay here with Facebook.
Block Talkers will be here all on Monday.
How early are you going to
be? 7:30.